This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protests continue in the U.S. and around the world this weekend against racism and police brutality. In the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., thousands of demonstrators once again streamed into the city, as well as other major U.S. cities. Saturday's demonstrations came the same day George Floyd, the man at the center of the latest outrage, was remembered in his North Carolina hometown by mourners who waited hours for a glimpse of his golden coffin. Wearing masks and calling for police reform, protesters peacefully marched nationwide and on four other continents. Collectively, they may have been the largest one-day mobilization since Floyd's death while in police custody. Following frequent episodes of violence, the crowds in the U.S. have shifted to a calmer tenor in recent days. Tensions between the White House and Pentagon have stretched to a near breaking point over President Donald Trump's threat to use military force against street protests triggered by George Floyd's death. Friction in this relationship historically is not unusual, but in recent days, and for the second time in Mr. Trump's term, it has raised a prospect of high-level resignations and the risk of lasting damage to the military's reputation. The world has passed another grim coronavirus milestone, exceeding 400,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths. The United States still has the highest number, with nearly 110,000 people dying from the virus. The number of global infections is more than 6.9 million. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases. More than 3.1 million people have recovered, though, from the respiratory illness. Global health leaders are concerned, though, how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries and now sits at number 2 for the number of infections and number 3 in deaths. From Washington, this is VOA News.